Tuscarawas County Library will hold a book sale to benefit the renovation. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. The Tuscarawas County Library recently started their 12-month renovation that will see a brand new entryway, 24-hour lockers, a drive-up window, and many other additions. The $5.2 million project funds were financed, but they are still attempting to raise funds for minor additions. Public Relations Associate Megan Kowalski-Grimm said to celebrate the kickoff of National Friends of the Library Week, the library will host a book sale that will aid in the purchase of new carpet.
Mostly be on the upper floor where the adult section is. That'll all be recarpeted and there will be some new carpet in the downstairs hallway.
Kowalski-Grimm stated the renovation process has already started with the tearing up of the handicapped parking lot. The Friends of the Library will be selling books in the garage on October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th from 9:30 a.m. until 7 p.m. Guests will be able to fill up a grocery bag for a $5 donation. Almost 70 exhibitors will set up for the Women in Business Expo. The sixth annual event was formed with the idea for women in business careers to network. Co-founder Pam Sprouse says the dynamic event will feature 68 exhibitors, which can be viewed on the Expo's Facebook page.
There is a mixture from the professionals, nonprofits, car dealers, all different type of service organizations. Every day for the last 2.5, 3 weeks, we've been featuring all the different exhibitors that will be there.
The Friday, October 19th event theme is Make It Happen for Women in Business throughout Tuscarawas and surrounding counties.
It's very important because you're getting the opportunity to have face-to-face conversation with people you may have never met before.
The free public event at the Performing Arts Center at Kent State Tuscarawas is from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And in state news, a university student in Ohio charged with making false alarms alleging she was harassed and threatened in reference to her LGBTQ identity has pleaded not guilty. The Athens Messenger reports that Anna Ayers recently pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor charges in Athens Municipal Court. The 21-year-old student at Ohio University is scheduled for a pretrial hearing in November. University police allege Ayers placed the messages herself. Ayers' attorney declined to comment on Tuesday. And in sports news, the Red Sox topped the Astros 8-2 last night to take a 2-1 series lead in the American League Championship Series. Boston now claims a 2-1 series lead. The Dodgers even up the NLCS with the Brewers at 2-2 after a game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the 13th. Game 5 in the National League today at 5:05, and Game 4 in the American League begins at 8:39. The NBA's regular season got underway last night with two games. Boston beat Philadelphia 105-87, and Golden State over Oklahoma City 108-100. Tonight, the Cavs begin their season on the road versus the Toronto Raptors, starting at 7:30. Injured Buckeyes defensive end Nick Boza has decided to leave school to focus on getting ready for the NFL draft in the spring. That is according to Ohio State on Tuesday. The junior All-American from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, already had 4 sacks this season when he suffered a core muscle injury on September 15th in the third game of the season. He had surgery 5 days later and no timetable was set for his return to the team. In hockey, Pittsburgh lost to Vancouver last night 3-2 in overtime. The Blue Jackets are off again tonight. They're back on the ice tomorrow night. Your news this morning is brought to you by Simpson Heating and Cooling, 817 West High Avenue in New Philadelphia, your local Carrier dealer. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
At Simpson, we mean quality for all your heating and cooling needs. Just one call for everything. Simpson Heating and Cooling.
Announcing great news about Simpson Heating and Cooling. They're now the highest-rated Carrier heating and cooling products dealer in Tuscarawas County. And they're also the only Carrier factory-authorized dealer in the county. Although Carrier manufactures other products, the Carrier logo is only put on their very best products. Simpson Heating and Cooling services all brands, but recommends and installs Carrier. Buy the best from the best, from a name you can trust. Simpson Heating and Cooling and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Just one call for everything. Simpson Heating and Cooling.
Chilly start this morning, sunshine and afternoon clouds will become windy, an isolated shower is possible north of I-70 this afternoon, a high of 53. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, patchy frost possible late as we get to a cold 34 tonight. Thursday, early morning frost, sun and some clouds mixed in, a bit breezy and a cool high of 48. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Stephanie Allison.
For news 24 hours a day, be sure to log on to WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.